When you combine that with just the general rise in other materials because of this housing shortage, everybody's rushing to try to fill it and they're competing for a limited supply of goods. There's a word for that called inflation.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we have another episode of our segment, Investing Shorts. And I'm so happy to welcome back Steve Olson to the show. Steve, thanks for being here.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Happy to talk about what we see is going on out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So just a little bit of, you know, background on Steve. His company is called FIG, Fourplex Investment Group, and he develops fourplexes and multi-large communities in four different metros in the US. And he's got a long history in real estate. So you'll have to go back and check out his episode. But for now, today, we're going to talk about what is going on in the market today. It's the end of 2021. And you know, you're a forward-thinking person, you're a developer. So what do you think is going on in the market today, Steve?
Well, it's an interesting week to talk about that. We've had a lot of conversations within our company about where things are. Looking at 2021, one of the big headlines has been the cost of materials and problems with logistics, right? Supply chain problems. What kind of surprised me over the last 10 days that I learned? Well, first of all, the not surprise part is we know that in June of this year, lumber got as expensive as it has ever been. I think it was $1,700 or so per foot on lumber. And then it began to just fall off a cliff after that. And that kind of left people's minds like, oh, wow, remember when lumber was high, right? Well, guess what it's doing again? That stinker lumber, we checked just it's back up to 900. So it went down as low as I think 350 or 400 a foot. It sneaked up to nine gradually. And when you combine that with just the general rise in other materials because of this housing shortage, everybody's rushing to try to fill it and they're competing for a limited supply of goods. There's a word for that called inflation, right? And we're seeing it across the board. So you know, you'd look at a product like petroleum. Petroleum is way up. Well, what's made out of petroleum? Tons of stuff, right? Notably, pipes and shingles have petroleum in them. It goes into a lot. So when you can see that, hey, look, every single line item on my budget to build a product has increased, you know, 5 or 10%. That means you're up like 30 to 40% for the most part when it comes, you know, I read that the average single family home costs $30,000 to $40,000 more per door. And it's the exact same thing as it was a year ago. It might even be a little bit lower quality because everybody's trying to mitigate this. So the materials are a constant headache. Steel's way up. And what's in, you know, what is steel used for in home building? Well, like almost everything, right? Most notably, your electrical, your HVAC systems are hugely dependent on steel products. But guess what? The biggest pain has been is labor. You know, you get these, you know, massive amounts of contractors in the 08 crash. They went away from real estate and they've not really come back. And we're not replacing them, right? So this new generation, I joke, they want to drink lattes at Starbucks and code apps. They don't want to hammer nails, right? They don't want to install HVAC and toilets. And they could actually make a lot more money if they did. I have a brother that I'm telling him, hey, you need to get into HVAC, learn the trade, develop your own business, right? I can't get one to call me back. I got a project going on at my house right now. And so I'm really curious to see what happens with labor and technology that may come out that, you know, I went to McDonald's the other day. I'm ashamed to admit, but I did. I went to McDonald's and I went in the waiting room or the restaurant. I had to order at a kiosk. like six kiosks there, right? And so you don't even talk to somebody to place your order. You've got to figure this out on this kiosk, and it spits out a number and you pay. And then the one person working out front, you know, delivers your order. So businesses are figuring out like, man, people are expensive, right? How do I get around that?
Yeah.
And I'm really curious to see how the construction business, what's their kiosk? What are they going to do?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that would be interesting, right? To solve the, to be able to automate some of the construction jobs, because there is such a, that is such an issue here. So how are you dealing with that? You know, this in this, these fluctuations in material costs and labor costs as a developer, like how is that impacting your projects?
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Oh, it's been a nightmare, right? Like I was in Idaho a couple months ago looking at a whole row of townhouses that were framed, and across the street was a whole row of townhouses that were completed. And the problem was, I said, hey guys, why aren't we putting the exterior finish on these? We need the stucco guys here. We need the stone guys here. And they said, well, look at the second floor. And I looked at the second floor, and there was a hole cut out of the second floor on every single unit. I said, well, yeah, you got a hole. I said, because we can't get bathtubs. And the only way we can get the bathtubs in these units is through this second story hole. We can't do the exterior of the buildings until we get bathtubs. You would never think that, right? So it's this constant push-pull of, well, we can't get this now, but we can get that. And you know, we've even shipped trusses from Texas to Utah. You know, it's you're on an allocation. You can only get so many trusses. You can only get this kind of refrigerator now. So you have to be adaptable, right? And I think one of the ways that we're adapting is we go longer contracts. We can't deliver the same product in the same amount of time anymore, period. And the great thing is that the banks and the financing companies are generally understanding that, because they're seeing it from everybody. We just need more time to produce the same result.
Yeah. You mean for your construction loans or for...
For the construction loans. Yeah. What once was a 12-month loan is now an 18-month loan minimum.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. And how does that affect like the returns that you're able to provide? Are you seeing them contract, or how are you adjusting your projections?
It's funny. I don't have a final answer for you yet on that.
Yeah.
Right. Because you would say, well, that's going to hurt the returns because 18 months means more interest. It means your time value of money is shot up. So the IRR is going to go down. Those are not untrue statements. But guess what? If everybody's having a hard time bringing product to market in a market that wants product, guess what also happened to your rents during that time?
Yeah, they went
your
up.
Valuations.
So
they went up. So I don't know how it ends.
Yeah, totally.
I just know it's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. And then just curious, like, so how are you talking to your investors about that? Like, what are you, or maybe you don't have to talk to them about because you're selling turnkey products.
Well, we have to talk to them about it, but the investors are generally, you know, understanding. You know, we've had to do a few price increases, and most of them go, yeah, I get it. In fact, I wondered why you didn't call me sooner. I saw this coming. Right? It's not like it's a secret what's happening out there. So what'll be interesting to see is what's watching our back, what's watching everybody's back, are these low interest rates and these increasing rents. And that has allowed everybody, ourselves included, to make mistakes. Eventually, those won't have our back anymore or as much, right? When rents keep going up, rates are low, what happens when, you know, the rents start to stall out, which I think we might be close because it rent's expensive.
Yeah.
And then they decide, oh, we got to bump these interest rates up. You know, now you got to be smarter. You can't, it's not, the market's not going to be so forgiving.
Yeah, for sure. Very interesting. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Steve, for giving us your take on what's going on in the market today and how that's affecting your job as a developer, and just really appreciate your insights. Please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Yeah, it's easy. Just go to our website, fig.us. That's fig, like the fruit, .us. And you can see what we're up to there and examples of past projects and new ones that we do. And if, yeah, all of our info's there. It's no secret.
Awesome. Well, I hope you check out Steve and his company, fig.us. Thanks so much, Steve, for coming on the show. Can't wait to have you on again. We'll see you next time.
See you later. Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.